Maryland's news now. WBAL and WBAL.com.
Is there a way for your smartphone to help you get ready to take on your day? I don't know about you, but for me, that requires coffee. Tech reporter at Recode, Lauren Good, joins us because she didn't get up to make her coffee. She had her phone do it for her. Lauren, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Mary Beth. I drank a lot of coffee over the past week. I can tell you that much.
I bet you did. It didn't make breakfast too, did it?
No, unfortunately, we have not progressed to that yet. We use a robot to do that for us.
Okay, so you set up your smartphone. I guess you had a couple of products, some in-home kits that you could do. I'm hoping that a simple person like myself could do it. But you tested these things out.
I did. This is all part of a bigger trend that we're hearing a lot about right now called the Internet of Things, which is this idea that the physical objects around our house are actually all going to be internet connected and talking to each other and talking to our smartphones and all that fun stuff. So in order to set this up, I had to get two smart hubs. I tested two different ones. One was from a company called SmartThings, and another from a company called Revolve. And they both make these hubs that basically are like an extra wireless router in your house. So you set them up as a router in your house, and then they talk to all of these connected devices. So I took switches that you would plug into a wall outlet, then plugged these coffee makers into that switch, and then from my smartphone could control that switch. So basically, I could turn the coffee maker on and off as I wanted to. Let's say I, you know, woke up lying in bed and said, I'd like to start the coffee maker right now. And I could just open up the smartphone app and do it from there.
So you had an app on your phone. So did you try this? Obviously, you didn't do this simultaneously, right? You did like 1 week with one and 1 week with another?
That's correct. First, I tested SmartThings. And SmartThings sells kits of these devices for $199 or $299. But for my purposes, I just used the hub, and that costs $99. And then SmartThings recommended that I actually use a really simple Mr. Coffee pot for this. And the reason is because the fancier your coffee pot is, the less likely you're going to be able to actually connect it to all of these devices and hubs and whatnot. You really need a simple one-switch on-off coffee pot in order to make this work, because you're not actually controlling the coffee pot itself, you're controlling the switch that it plugs into.
Oh, so you're just turning it on and off. I get it.
Then you need one of these Wi-Fi connected switches, and there are a few options out there, and those usually cost around $50.
I think a lot of people are listening, and their thoughts going through their mind, hey, I've got a timer on my coffee pot. Why do I need a smartphone to turn my coffee on and off? But I guess this is kind of like, well, what if you wake up and you don't know when you want that coffee, right?
That's exactly it. And you can also set up the coffee makers to start brewing when something else happens. So you might say, well, I can just set it for 7 o'clock every morning on my timer. I don't need all of this. But what if you said, I want to get up, and when I walk through this doorway, I want the coffee maker to start brewing. Or when the lights turn on in the house, that's when I want the coffee maker to start brewing. Or when I'm 5 minutes from home, and I want a fresh pot of coffee waiting for me, that's when I want it.
Oh, I love that idea.
The whole idea is that you're tying it to other actions. If you have other Wi-Fi connected devices in your house, like a motion sensor or a Wi-Fi connected light bulb, you could tie it to those actions. Or the idea is that if you're remote, you know, you're remote and you're approaching your house, then you could also cue it to start working.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to summarize SmartThings and Revolve. Did one stand out to you over the other?
SmartThings stood out to me because of the price point. It was a little bit less expensive than the Revolve Hub. The Revolve Hub is $299, which is pretty expensive compared with $99 for SmartThings. I did like the Revolve mobile app a little bit better, though. I found it a little bit more intuitive, easier to use. Unfortunately, the Revolve mobile app is only available for iOS users right now.
So in the end, are you going to continue with this?
I'm actually taking a little break from coffee right now because I had so much last week. I brewed so many pots of coffee that I think this week I'll go to tea or something like that. But eventually, I really like the idea of having the, you know, home automation, this idea that you're controlling things from your smartphone.
All right. Works so well that you have to detox now. Recode's Lauren Good, thank you so much for joining us. And next time we talk, we'll do it over a cup of coffee.
That sounds great.